Hare Krishna, dear devotees. Thank you all so much for joining us today. Before we get started with today's class on Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, I would like to read a quote of Srila Prabhupada on 24th May. Srila Prabhupada says, "It is the duty of the spiritual master to find fault with the students so that they may progress, not that he should always be praising them. If you find some criticism, kindly accept it in that spirit. I'm only interested in that you, along with all my other students, should become Krishna conscious." That was a very relevant quote. Thank you all again so much for joining us. And today we are very fortunate to have a very key member of Bhakti Sangha Japa conference call giving class today. And it is always a delight to hear from her. And she will be speaking on Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, Madhyakanda, chapter 1, verses 205 to 219. And it's Vinita Gandharvika Mataji who will be speaking today. Thank you so much, Vinita Gandharvika Mataji, for your very valuable association today. You may now take over the call. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Priti Vilasni Mataji. Hare Krishna, dear devotees. Thank you everyone for joining. I would like to first of all thank Priti Vilasni Mataji, Kitida Mataji and Indulekha Mataji for the opportunity, for giving me opportunity for speaking today. I would like to start the class with the prayers. Hare Krishna. ॐ अज्ञानातिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनाशलाकय चक्षुरन्मितन्येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वापदान्तिकम्। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतपादकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवाञ्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं श्रीकृष्णचैतन्य श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगण ललिता श्रीविशाखाविटाञ्च हे कृष्णा करुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते ताप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनीश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये नमो विष्णु पादाय कृष्ण प्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते जय पताक स्वामिनिति नामिने नमाचार्य पादाय निताय कृपप्रदायिने गौरकता धाम दयानगर ग्राम तारिणे नमो विष्णु पादाय कृष्ण प्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पश्चात देश तारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gurudev ki jai. Thank you everyone once again for joining us. So before we start the class, I would like to give a little recap what we have seen till now. I'm not giving a whole chapter, just for this section what I'm going to speak. Before this, what exactly happened? Why this has started in this, why this discussion has started in the chapter, we have to know. So there will be proper connectivity when we are listening today's class. So I just want to give a little recap. So Mother Sachi, who was serving Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came back from his school where he teaches, and also he took bath from there after coming from the school, and he came to the home and Mother Sachi was serving him. So when he was serving, Mother Sachi asked, okay, what happened today? Which book you read and with whom did you have an argument? Then immediately Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, no, I did not have any argument. We were reading about the glories of Lord and also glories of the chanting. So then he speaks, he says more details about it, how scriptures are very good, And without the scriptures, we cannot understand the Krishna. And these scriptures are not just like ordinary books. They are dealing about Krishna's activities and how can we connect back to Krishna. So these details are given in the scriptures. Without these scriptures, it is very hard for us to connect to Lord. And if you find any other scripture which is not talking about devotional service or which is not talking about how do we surrender to Krishna, then it is not a scripture. It is just a mundane book. They may call as a scripture, but it's not a scripture. So scripture means it is always talking about the glories of the Lord and how we can do devotional service and how can we go back to Krishna. So now, as we see in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Kapila was speaking his mother, Devahuti. In the same way here, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is speaking to his mother, Sachi Mata, about the process of devotional service, why it is so great. And he was speaking to his mother, "Dear mother, please listen very carefully." What is he speaking? He's telling that this material life is very, very scary. Very, very scary. And if you want to get out of this material life, and also if you don't want it to go to hell and come back again into the mother's, another mother's womb, so we need to take up Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, we keep taking birth again and again. This birth is not at all the happiest thing. We think that, oh, I'm enjoying in this material world, but this is very, very scary. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is making it clear that it is not for us, it's not good to take again birth and again suffer all of this. And we have to just make sure we practice our devotional service and go back to Krishna in this lifetime. So that is what Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is trying to explain us. Today's verses also, we will see how miserable to be in this material world, not only to be in the material world. First of all, when you are taking birth itself, how hard to be stayed in the mother's womb. We will be seeing that clearly. So moving on to today's discussion, I have a small icebreaker here. So as we saw in this verse, in this section that we are discussing, that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was giving teachings to his mother, right? So, but in this Kali Yuga, what happens is we don't have Lord to come here and give us all these teachings, but we have his representatives who are coming and giving us these teachings. But my question is, when Prabhupada, if you are all thinking, like if we transport ourselves to Prabhupada time and we are all in material world, enjoying our material life, if at all Prabhupada walks to you with his books and asks, "Okay, take my book or listen to me, chant Hare Krishna," how many of you would have taken this? I just wanted your views. Yasukaka Krishna.
Hare Krishna Mataji. Actually, if Prabhupada had come, I would have definitely taken it up. But in my case, it happened the other way around. I was in Calcutta and I'm born in 1958. 58 to 79 in Calcutta, never stepped into ISKCON. Because of that one movie, that Devanand's Dhammaridam Mitijayam, Hare Krishna Hare Ram. But if Prabhupada himself had come, at the time I didn't know who is Prabhupada also. Because my parents said, "Don't go for ISKCON, they're all drug addicts." So I'm so unfortunate. But your question is, now I feel I should have gone to him. A chance missed. I'm sorry. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Prabhuji. So anybody else wanted to get a try?
Mataji, I wouldn't have, because I would not know, first of all, what this is and why you should do it and who's Prabhupada. Till I get convinced, I wouldn't.
Yes. Yes, Mataji, the same case with me. If Srila Prabhupada would have directly come and give it to me also, I would not take, because I am in so much in material life, right? It is very hard for me to accept immediately what Srila Prabhupada is telling. Yes, Sudevi?
Mataji, I would not have accepted, because it's like only one guy is coming and preaching something. I don't even know what's going on. So I would not have accepted. But now it's like such a big ISKCON, so that's why I accepted now. Because it's like so many things, so many temples, so many books and chanting. And it's like such a big moment. So that's why I accepted right now.
Yes. Yes, Sudevi, same thing I feel. Yes, Mataji, please go ahead.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. My answer is same, Mataji. I would have not accepted. When we are moving on the road and when some old man coming and just giving us the book, we will think, what is this? Who is this man? So that will be the first question in my mind. So and without knowing the philosophy, we cannot accept it unless until we know.
Yes. So we can say one thing that how great at that time all the devotees who have taken Krishna consciousness, right? Even they were enjoying so much of material life then as in India, in America, it's so much of material, but still they have accepted Srila Prabhupada. All glories to those devotees. Of course, speaking to myself, even I would not take immediately when Srila Prabhupada would have come. So the same situation, even today's verses, we are seeing like how there is so much of times we have taken birth and we have go through so much of pain in the previous lives and again we are coming, but still we are not able to understand that we need to take bhakti. So those verses we are seeing today, even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is explaining us that how it is very much compulsory that for us we need to take the shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. Then only we can go back to Godhead. We cannot waste our human form of the life. And also before even going into this topic, there is always a thing that, you know, we are not like humans are not just came like that. They always say that, you know, we have born from a matter or something like that. It is all the science will try to prove these kind of theories, but it is all wrong. And Srila Prabhupada is saying that we are not just born like that. We have like proper cycle is there for everything. Because of our past karma, we are here. And Srila Prabhupada gives us many examples that how a Scorpio comes from the rice grain. It doesn't mean that a Scorpio is born from the rice. But actually the Scorpio eggs were put in the rice grain. When the rice is fermenting, that time the Scorpios will come out. It doesn't mean that the rice is giving birth to the Scorpio. So we should understand that the life is not just coming like that. There is a proper thing like where men and women get together, and that is how the baby is coming in the womb of the mother. So that is clearly explained by Srila Prabhupada. So we will see more in detail how this whole process happens, how we get into the womb of a mother. I'll share the screen. Yeah. Okay. I think. Okay. One second. Where is the other verse? Okay. Yes, today's verse. 205. Katuam lalavana jananiyatakaya. So what happens in the womb after a baby enters? All the bitter, sour and salty preparation that mother eats gives great inconvenience to the body of a child within the womb. So this, all these descriptions that are given, we might have think that, oh, how can this possible? If it is so much of trouble, how the baby is living in the womb? But it is all created in such a way that Lord has given that, created in the such a way in the womb that, you know, the baby can able to bear it. Otherwise, in natural sense, if you see that it is so hard to tolerate like that. But Lord has created in such a way that we can able to tolerate, and we go further in the womb. I mean, months after months, we grow in the womb of the mother. Mamsa maya anga krima krimi kule beda kaya gucchete nahi shikti marina jwalaya. The warmth within the mother's stomach beats the tender flesh of the child, yet the child is unable to bear them away and continuously burns with the pain. So that's how it happens. It's so much of pain is there inside the womb of the mother. Child is unable to bear, but it's no option for a child inside the womb. The child needs to bear all this pain, and the child is staying in the womb of the mother helplessly. So we'll hear directly from Srila Prabhupada what Srila Prabhupada is saying this. Need to share the song.
Just like you are feeling very warm. This is one of the thrusts. It is called Adi Doivik. You cannot check it. Similarly, when you will feel severe cold, you will react, you go to the fireplace, and that is another subject. So either in warmth or in winter, you are suffering. Everyone is suffering. Suffering is there. Even when we are within the womb of the mother, there is suffering. For 10 months, packed up condition, there is suffering. Then come out from the womb of the mother, suffering. In the womb also there is suffering. Not only packed up, but there are worms with the stool and urine of the mother, and they find very delicate skin, they enjoy by cutting. The worms enjoy. Naturally, he cannot move. Therefore, at the 7th month, when he is little conscious, he feels, how can I get out of it? Krishna says, if one is little pious, he prays to Krishna, Krishna, this time save me. Now I shall begin worshipping you. So that get out of this entanglement of birth and death, birth and death. He becomes conscious.
As Srila Prabhupada is saying that, how the child, everywhere there is suffering, even in there is a suffering. So we pray to the Lord that we don't come again into this material world and come into the mother's womb, so that we can just be going back to Krishna and playing with him again in the eternal world. So that is what Srila Prabhupada is explaining there. Going on to the next verse. Nadi tena paratapta panjare maji tabe prana rahe bhavitavyata. Being escaped within the hot ribs of mother, the child cannot move, yet he survives by the arrangement of providence. So that is what I was explaining, right? Even though the child was unable to bear, it is all Krishna has created. Even that much of pain, but still child can be able to tolerate and stay in the womb. Because of the arrangement of Krishna only, it is possible the child is staying, even though that bad situation is there in the womb. Kona atipata kriya kara janmana ahi garbe garbe haya puna utpatti pralaya. Most sinful person do not even take birth. They repeatedly enter and die in the womb after womb. So what happens is, like, even the sinful person, everybody is doing some or other mistake, that's why we are taking birth again. But the most sinful persons, what happens is, for them, they come into the womb, but then they die inside the womb itself. They don't even get an opportunity come to this earthly planet and get a chance to practice their devotional service. There in the womb itself, they are dying, and again they have to take in another womb birth. So that is the situation of a sinful person. Suna suna mata jiva tatvera samstana satama se jivera garbe haite haya jnana. O mother, please hear attentively about the faith of a living entity. At the 7th month, the living entity developed consciousness. So We saw even Srila Prabhupada was saying before the 7 months, the baby will not have any consciousness. But after the 7th month, the baby will develop. What is that? Okay, baby will have a consciousness, and now baby will understand, oh, why I'm in this situation. If the baby is a fortunate soul, we will pray for the Lord. We will see this video and we will have a clear explanation of all this verse.
That the body is finished and the soul again enters another body. This is called as final. What is the next body you are going to get? You must have information.
like this living entity, in the womb, you can see that, right? How much of the suffering is there? Baby is crying. There is a lot of stool, urine, everything. It's so difficult. And baby is praying inside the womb that, please let me get out of this situation. I cannot stay here. I don't want it to be in this material world again, but there is no option. Baby will come out. We'll forget everything. Again, what will happen? We'll have old age, disease, again death, again same birth. So this is the cycle that is like very painful for us. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is trying to explain to Sachi Mata the same thing, that this cycle is very painful. We have to get out of this cycle. How can we get out? By surrendering to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we can get out from this cycle. And little more explanation about the verse. So how we have seen, right, like how the baby is growing. When the baby is tiny, there is no much issue. When actually the baby is 7 months, the more consciousness, the baby is too bigger. And baby is able to understand what is exactly happening in the womb. And like he was suffering and praying, oh, how can I get out of this situation? But most sadful thing is, in the outside world, everybody is getting educated how the baby is, baby in the womb is there, how the safe delivery is going to happen. Everything is educated, but they are not educating we will be escaped from this birth, death and cycle. How can I get out of this situation? How can I not enter again into the mother's womb? That is not taught anywhere. That is only taught us by Srila Prabhupada's mercy. Srila Prabhupada has given us the opportunity to understand how can we get out of this situation and go back to Krishna. So then, so what happens is, not everybody is able to pray in the womb. Only the fortunate child can only pray in the womb. Others are not getting a chance to pray because they are not ever did a devotional service. As such, in Bhagavad Gita also it is said, right? Bahunam janmanam ante. So it takes many births to get into that pure devotional service. Before we get into that pure devotional service, we might take so many births again and again. But Lord Krishna also says that he always protects his devotees. Even wherever they are there, he will protect. He will make sure they are safe. So when the child is in the womb, the child is suffering there in the stool, urine and all the things. Lord Krishna is protecting there also. He's helping the child to understand what situation they are in. So then the child can really pray for the Lord that, please help me to get out of this situation. Even we have seen that Parikshit Maharaj was saved from the womb of Uttara, right? So this praying only can happen in the human form. In another form, what will happen? It is very difficult to pray. Like animals are also taking birth, but the animals cannot understand why they are taking birth and how they can escape from this. But only human only can identify that, why am I being here? Why can't I go back to Godhead? So we should feel very grateful that we have got this human body and utilize this human body to understand and go back to Krishna. So now moving on to the next verse. I'll be reading. Yeah. Nadi tena para. Takene se samskare kara anutapta sute kare krishne rachande gana swasa. At the time the living entity remembers his previous sinful activities and repent. He sign deeply and offer the prayers to Krishna. Raksha Krishna jagat jivera prananata tumabhi dukhe jiva nivedi takata. O Krishna, O life and soul of the universe, please protect me. Other than you, whom can a living entity submit his sorrow? So here we can see that we can the womb, in the womb, the baby is able to understand that I cannot surrender to anybody else. I can only surrender to you. You are the only shelter. Other than you, nobody can help me. 2:12 translation. Oh Lord, one who binds someone can alone set him free. Therefore, oh Lord, why do you deceive one who is dead by nature? The purport to this verse explains how that we, Lord Krishna has put us into this material world, and also he has put this three modes of material nature, right? Goodness, passion, ignorance. Because of this, we are so much in condition to these things. We are not able to get out of this. Sometimes I may try myself to be, oh, let me just don't do this. Let me be a good person. Let me surrender to Krishna. Oh, let me attend a Bhagavatam class. Let me attend a chanting call. Let me chant. But I'm not able to get out of the situation. But I want to do it, but I'm not able to do it because of our material condition. We are bound with these modes of material nature. So now the living entity is praying, Krishna, you have bounded me. So you only the person who can remove from this bond, right? Nobody else can be removed. And also there is one more thing, like if I am bounded and my friends also in the room are bounded, they cannot help me, right? Only the person who is not bounded can help me. Like that, Krishna ascended for us also, like in the form of Guru, who can come to our life, and he is free from these modes of nature, and he is above the modes of nature. So he can understand how can he remove us from this bond. He can release us from this knot, and he will explain us how can we can raise our consciousness above these three modes of material nature. So by surrendering ourselves to Guru and Krishna, then we can understand that how can we get out of this situation. So if a living entity is not able to understand this situation and get out of this material modes of nature, so then what happens is they keep on suffering. And we try to give more sense gratification to ourselves and enjoy. What happens when you keep enjoying a lot? Then you forget Krishna. So then here in this verse, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is explaining in the purport that who are thinking themselves to be enjoying. Oh, I'm enjoying a lot. But you are like a dead body, even though you're breathing. I'm breathing, right? But still, if I'm not serving Krishna, I'm not considered to be a living person. I'm a dead because there is no use for me. The main thing, I have come here to surrender myself to Krishna, to do some service to Krishna, and then go back to Krishna. That is our real constitutional position. If we misuse our human birth, then that is a completely ignorance. We are in full of ignorance. So we will read the translation of one more verse. So I have wasted my life in the vain, seeking the pleasure in the wealth and children. Thus I have not worshipped you, your priceless lotus feet. So what happened? Because we are in so much of material world, we are not understanding how to surrender. We are thinking, how can I safeguard my daughter? Oh, I have to save a lot of money so that my children is well take care. So this is what our intention. We are not thinking, how can we save ourselves? So when we think about Krishna, then actually our life is successful. Otherwise, it is not successful. How is this possible? Only by a devotee association. Only if at all we have did some good karma in our previous life, Krishna gives us that intelligence. Because Krishna is seated in our heart as a Paramatma. Krishna is the one who gives us remembrance and forgetfulness. Like how in Bhagavad Gita it is said, right? Sarvasya chaham vridhi sanya vishnu. So he is the one who gives us the knowledge. Or a pure devotee who is a representative of Krishna, who comes to our life and gives us the intelligence to get out of this situation. Like how in the icebreaker everybody were telling, right? When Srila Prabhupada walks up to me, I may not take it. Yes, that is our situation. But if Krishna willing, then we can definitely come out. If Krishna gives us that intelligence, like how in Bhagavad Gita it is said, he is the one who is going to give us that intelligence, right? And he is the one who saves our devotional service. Whatever we are doing, it is saved. Like Ananyas Chintayanto Mami Jana Paryupasate, right? Krishna, what he do? Whatever devotion is there, he is carry forward to our next life. Whatever we don't have, Krishna will give us. That is Krishna's greatness. He is giving us so much opportunity, so many things. Like if you see, go to the bank and say that, oh, in my previous life, I have $10 million. Can you put me back in my account, $10 million? He'll say, who are you? But Krishna is not like that. Krishna is saving all our devotional service and giving us back in the next life so that we can continue from there where we have left. So that is greatness of Krishna. So we should be very fortunate, and we should try to utilize this human form so that we can get out of this human form, we can get out of this material world and go back to Krishna. In the same way, here we can see in the verses that explain like how child again and again crying very loud, crying with a pain inside the womb. It's not very easy to tolerate all of this. So it's praying, oh, how can I come out of this situation? So this is all can be is there in the womb, but when the baby comes out, it is not there. Again, everything is gone. So, but because of the few devotees, we have got these scriptures that how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was explaining previously to Sachi Mata, what is he saying? We have these scriptures. We take these scriptures as a guide, and we try to raise our consciousness to the higher level, not the material consciousness, the spiritual consciousness. So even one more interesting point that Srila Prabhupada is mentioning in the Srimad Bhagavatam verses, how not only in the womb, the child is there, there is other things like worms are also born in the womb, right? Again, Srila Prabhupada was explaining that how this brotherhood is there in the womb, like worm and also the child are like a sibling here in the womb. That's also Srila Prabhupada is explaining in the purport that how everybody is talking about, friendly nature, we should be good to others, brotherhood in the human beings, right? But this is like above that. We are not only good with the humans, but we are also good with the, we are able to give Krishna consciousness to the even animals. We are good to everyone. So that should be our consciousness. We are not here differentiating animals and humans. Everybody needs to get Krishna consciousness. So that, and also one more thing we have seen that how only Krishna can remove us from this material bondage. Like we saw the verse where Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was explaining us that how we are bounded by the knot of this material modes of nature, as Krishna has bounded us this. So how can we say that Krishna only can remove us from this? Because Janma Karma Cha Me Divyam. Like he's in Bhagavad Gita, it is said that, right? Krishna is not coming like ordinary people like us. His birth is is transcendental. It is not coming the way like we came. We saw in the video, right? Whole cycle, how the first week of the pregnancy goes, how the head, everything we saw until the 10 months, right? Baby was growing in the womb. But in case of Krishna, it is not like that. His birth is transcendental. So that is why Krishna is a supreme, and that is why only Krishna can only remove us from this. So if me and Krishna is the same, how can Krishna remove out of the, me from this entangle, and how can Krishna be called as a supreme, right? So that is why here it is clearly said that is we are praying to Krishna, because Krishna is the supreme and Krishna is the one who created everything. Krishna is the one only can remove us from this painful situation. So moving on to the next verse. So we have seen that how we living entities feeling that how we have wasted our life after life way for the wealth and children and everything. And even Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur explains more, like how we are not only just putting all the wealth for children, and after that we are trying to make sure that everybody is happy. We are spending our day and night for making our family happy, right? So now living entity is understanding that, oh, I wasted my time. Oh, I have did countless of sins just to make everyone happy. So in the 2:14, the verse, it is said like this: E putra poshana kuline asya vidram kota va e sabha gale mora e karme. So here in this verse, it is explained that how we are trying to do everything, but at the same time, nobody is there for me to help right now, right? What happened to my children when I'm suffering, when I'm in the old age, when I'm dying, where they're coming to me? No, right? I'm alone going. Again, I'm alone coming into this material world. So in this sense, I was remembering Ratnakar's story, how Valmiki's previous, before even he met Narada Muni, what was his situation? He was trying to rob everyone for the sake of money so that he can help his family, right? He can help his family, like, get lot of money so he can support his family. But what happened? When Narada Muni met him, Narada Muni just asked one question. Okay, you are doing everything. Will your children take your sin? When he went back and asked his children, wife, nobody said they will take it. Nobody is ready to take our sins. They are happy to enjoy our credits, like we are giving some fruit, sweet, like fruit means what I mean to say is some money, everything that is needed, we are giving, they are ready to take. But they are not ready to take the sins. So that is the situation. Then he will understand, right, what is the proper goal of the life. He will change his direction because of the Narada Muni meeting to him. Like that, as I said, we might not directly get the direction from Krishna himself, but his representatives are always there with us, where they will come again and again. Like most of us said that we will not take at one go what Srila Prabhupada has told us. Yes, like that only we all were there, right? When everybody was telling us, oh, please chant, oh, please come to the program, take prasadam, but we were not listening to them. We were telling, no, no, no time, no time. But then they keep coming to us again and again. Oh, please, one time, one time. Then finally we think, okay, this guy is asking us so many times. Let me go and see there what's happening. So that's how we come into Krishna consciousness. The same way here it is explained that how the great devotees are sacrificing themselves and giving us this Krishna consciousness. So we should be very grateful to them, and also very grateful to Krishna for giving us this human body so that I can continue my devotional service. So moving on to the next verse. I will just read that. Yeah. Now who will deliver me from this miserable condition? Oh Lord, you are the only friend who can deliver me. I therefore understand that your lotus feet are the truth. O Krishna, I take shelter of you. Please protect me. So now the living entity is praying so much. Give up the desire tree. Giving up desire tree like you, I became madman and took to a sinful life. So here, living entity is understanding that how they wasted their time. They were not able to give the time for Krishna, give the time for devotional service. They completely wasted their time and they gave for the sinful activities. So now in this verse 2:17, there is a Brahma's prayers, where in the purport, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur is explaining the Brahma's prayers. Oh my Lord, the people in the world embraced by all material anxiety, they're always upright. They always try to protect wealth, body and friends. They are filled with lamentation and unlawful desire and paraphernalia. And they are undertaking on the perishable conception of mine and me. as long as they are not taking shelter of lotus feet, they are all full of anxiety. So now Brahmaji is praying that, like, how, like, until and unless we are thinking that, oh, this is my life, this is my family, oh, I need to give all my protection to this family. But this is not going to help us. If you, it is always said in Bhagavad Gita that material world is like a perverted reflection to the spiritual world. Here in Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada explains that how in Krishna Loka, there is not like this. We are in Krishna Loka. How the family we maintain is called in this world is called Maya, but is a perverted reflections from a Krishna Loka. In Krishna Loka, there are also families, friends, society, father, mother, everything is there, but that is eternal. Here we change the body, our family relationships also will be changed, but in the eternal world, it is not going to change. So that is the difference between material world and spiritual world. We see the same relationships, but it is eternal. There that it doesn't change and the body doesn't change. And the relationships doesn't change. So that is what happened. Because we are in immersed in this sense gratification, sometimes we might go into the what body, sometimes animal body, sometimes human body, again to the animal body. But in the eternal life, what happens? You are happy always. You are enjoying with your Krishna and Krishna's associate. There is no such suffering there. So how can we get out of this? Only by surrendering on to Krishna, then we can get out of this Maya cycle of birth and death. So then there is one more thing. It is said that whoever is trying to be Krishna consciousness, God consciousness, even though they are not Brahmana, They are not born in as a Brahmana, but they are called Brahmanas. But people who are not taking to Krishna consciousness, even born as Brahmana, they are not Brahmana. Because they are wasting their life. Real Brahmana means giving ourselves to Krishna, always surrendering to Krishna. That is the main concept of saying Brahmana. Oh, I'm from Brahmana family. Just the people just say like that. But it is not like that. We should have the qualification to be a Brahmana. So one may have a question, how can I always think of the Lord, right? How is it possible? Now here it is said that, oh, I have to think always of Krishna. I should not take care of my family affairs. Then how can I lead my life? There is an answer in Srimad Bhagavatam. Srila Prabhupada has given answers for everything. Oh, then how will take care of my children? How will take care of my husband? How is that happens? Who will take care of my house? So when we become to Krishna consciousness, we generally what we do is, this house is not belonging to my house. We say it's Krishna's house. Automatically we relate everything to Krishna. That is how we are, at the same time we are taking care of our children, husband, going to office and doing our work, and we are also devoting ourselves to Krishna. So that is how we can be always Krishna consciousness, right? Here the living entity is praying, how can I be always Krishna consciousness? How can I not get into the association of bad association? How do I don't waste my time? This is how we can easily be always in Krishna consciousness. A pure devotee never thinks him to be as a proprietor of everything. He always thinks that, okay, I am the servant. Okay, I'm at present being in this house. This house belongs to me. But I never think that this is my house. I think that it is Krishna's house. I am serving. And even though we see that, like, okay, the other person is also doing the same thing and we are also doing the same thing, right? Other people also living in the same houses. They are also living with their children and everything. We are also living. What is the difference? Because we are using everything to Krishna. Srila Prabhupada explains in Bhagavatam, one of the purport, where he explains about the example of the snake. How the snake, if the snake is removed, all its poison out, it is very safe to stay, right? In the same way, when we are removing all our sense gratification, diverting everything to Krishna consciousness, outside you may look like a regular person. Like outside, all the snakes are same, right? I don't know whether this snake has a poison or not. If all the snakes is in the same room, I think, okay, all the snakes are poisonous. But only the intelligent person can understand actually which is a poisonous snake and which is not poisonous snake. Like the devotees only able to figure out how we are living outside life also very happily without even letting everybody know that, I am a different person. Sometimes people has this problem. Oh, how can I do my social life? Yes, you can lead your social life very happily being in Krishna consciousness by always keeping Krishna as the center. And in the same way, this snake example is also given in some way, like where, you know, if you listen Krishna Katha from a non-devotee, it is like a milk touched by a snake. So the same thing, when you are connected to Krishna, that is a snake without poison. When you are not connected to Krishna, the snake with poison is very, very dangerous, right? So we cannot associate with the people who are always in the material life. We try to do less association with them and more association with the devotees. So that way we can always be completely surrendered to Krishna, so that we don't have to take birth again into this material world. So 218, O Lord, you have certainly awarded me proper punishment, but now please bestow mercy on me. Be merciful to me that I may not forget you wherever I take birth and die. So what happened here at the end, the verses are telling that, please be merciful to on me, even wherever I take birth. We already saw that sometimes we might take the birth of the cow, a cat or anything, right? Sometimes we might take like that. So, but devotee is never scared. Okay, whether I may need to go to hell or heaven or I have to stay in this material world, it doesn't matter. Devotees are only hankering for devotional service, whether I am getting chance to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra or not. We have this famous pastime of Bharat Maharaj, right? Bharat Maharaj was not at all sad in being in deer's life. He was just roaming near the sages' ashramas and he's trying to be always connected to the Lord by thinking of the Lord. So that way, the devotee of the Krishna, devotee of the Lord never thinks, oh, I am in this material world. I'm in the cat body or dog body. This doesn't matter. Actually, devotees also think that even being in this material world or being in the hellish planet is the same thing if you are not being in Krishna consciousness. We may think, oh, I'm not in the prison house of the court, right? We are not in the prison house, like jail. We are not in the jail. But this material world itself is like a prison house if I'm not practicing Krishna consciousness. So that's the understanding of a pure devotee. So here we can see from Chaitanya Charitamrita Antya Leela, my dear Lord, I therefore pray to be so fortunate that in this life of Brahma or in another life, wherever I take my birth, I may be counted as one of your devotee. I pray wherever I may be, even among the life of among the animal feces, I can engage in my service at your lotus feet. So that is what it is explained in this work. I was saying about Sikshashtaka prayer. Na dhanam, na chanam, na sundarimi. Like Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also praying, right? He don't want anything. He just wanted to serve again and again, life after life, just Krishna's lotus feet. Okay. Then again, in one more verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd canto, 15th chapter, 49th verse, O Lord, we pray that you let us be born in an hellish condition of life, just as long as your hearts and minds are always engaged in the service of the lotus feet, our words are made beautiful by speaking of your activities. Just a tulsi leaf are beautified when offered onto your lotus feet. As long as our ears are always filled with the chanting of your transcendental qualities, so wherever we are there, it is not any problem. Like how the devotee of the Lord is praying, even though we are in hellish situation, it doesn't matter. If I'm able to hear Krishna's glories, that itself will make me happy. So these are the verses. And at the end, I just wanted to talk about the final realization, what how Sri Bhagavad Gita explains us, Shariram Yada Vapnoti Yachcha Pyutta Utkamadishvara. So this, the living entities in this material world goes from one body to another body. And what happens? It keeps on coming again and again. So to just get out of this situation, we have to always serve Krishna. Then only we can get out of this situation. And also in Srimad Bhagavatam, that canto, third canto, 31st chapter, where Lord Kapila is giving instruction to Devahuti. This is where very clearly explained each and every verses, how the pregnancy stages are going and how the baby is coming into the material world. When the baby comes into the material world, again, everything is forgot by the baby. And because the forgetfulness is given by Krishna. So that's how we forget everything. And when the baby is coming into this womb, again, suffering started in a different way. The tender baby, smooth, soft baby, is getting mosquito bites, everything, and baby is not able to tolerate. And afterwards, when the baby grows, dehi nosmin yata dehi, right? From the boyhood to youth, youth to again, then the old age and death will come. So in between, we get very much bad association also. Because of that bad association, we get diverted to Krishna. So this is all happening in our human form. What do we do to escape from this? To always be in the Krishna's association, to always hear about Krishna, and to not to take a material association. Then that's how we can get out of this material bondage. Yeah, thank you so much, Hare Krishna. Vancha kalpatarubhyasya kripa sindubhyevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo nama ananta koti vaishnavrindiki jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Hare Krishna, Mataji, thank you so much for such an interesting and interactive session. It was very nice, nicely complemented with audio visual effects. And thank you so much for explaining in detail from different purposes of Srila Prabhupada and different lectures of our Guru Vargas. I think it was a very comprehensive class. You covered all aspects of the situation of the living entity, the suffering of the living entity, and finally how taking shelter of Krishna is the only solution. So one thing that stood out to me when you were talking is I never thought about this point. I mean, it's something obvious, but sometimes we don't give a thought to certain points. Like we're talking about the difference between the spiritual world and the material world. Here, all your relationships are changing, they're impermanent, but whereas in the spiritual world, everything is going to be permanent. I was just thinking about that point in a little more in a deeper way. Yeah, it's interesting and it's good to know also. So thank you so much, Mataji. Everything you spoke was very nice and appropriate. We'll open up the forum. Thank you, Mataji. Yes, Sukhakar Krishna Prabhu, please go ahead. Oops, sorry, my bad. I had put out, just give me a second. I'm going to turn on participant unmuting. Sorry, Prabhu, please go ahead.
Hare Krishna, Vinita Nagarwalji, so nicely. You did the whole of Krishna in the beginning, right, from the womb stage, coming out, inside, outside, and you showed Prabhupada's question also, one beautiful question you asked. And then you showed the whole video. So the third canto came in the mind. Kapil Dev and Devahuti, complete thing was brought back. And then you told about the material world, spiritual world. And Priti Mataji has already told. I should not repeat the whole thing. What I understood is that you have really made a churning out of the whole Krishna consciousness and brought in front of everybody. And this makes us to get afraid that I should not go to another womb again to the mother. Inside all malam, mutra and everything is there. No, at any cost. And we should also tell our children, everybody, that you know they should also see that such a great danger is there again getting into another mother's womb. And so it was overall a very comprehensive, fantastic and beautifully made, Mataji. So nice. Like that now, everybody will show video and everything like that. Good impact. Thank you,
Krishna. Thank you, Prabhuji, always encouraging. I know I have did a lot of mistakes. Thank you so much, Hare Krishna.
No mistake. Perfectly you did. Perfect question, perfect answer.
Yeah, I agree. You tied in the icebreaker so beautifully. It was so relevant and so appropriate.
Hare Krishna, Mataji.
Next, we have Vrinda Gopika Mataji. Mataji, please go ahead.
Hare Krishna, Vrinda's mother. Koti Koti Dhanpat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Vidya Gopinath ki jai. Very inspiring class and touch to heart Mataji, koi mistake nahi ki thi, bahut dil se aapne class li. Jo bhi vani humne senior Vaishnav se, senior Brahmachari aise Jai Pataka Maharaj, aise Radhanath Maharaj se suni hai, wo hi aapne repeat kiya, par bahut bhav tha usme. Papa, Baba, Mama, birth, old age, birth date, old age and disease. And hum sab, matlab sone ki chain mein, chandi ki chain mein ya lohe ki chain mein, gold plated chain or silver plated chain or iron plated chain. But hum sab hai to prison mein, hum sab hai to jail mein hi. So we have to understand that we have to take Krishna consciousness very sincerely and especially japa. Japa is very attentively, Mataji, attentively japa. Par ye japa, jab hum attentively Bhakti Sangha ke 5 saal se hearing Krishna katha, Krishna, iski direct effect japa pe aati hai. Hari Hari Gauranga, I have seen that how sincerely you are doing japa and how sincerely you take Bal Vrinda. So our Sudevi Gopi or Bal Vrinda Gopi is also our teacher. So sincere mother you are to teach so many prayers to our Bal Vrinda and almost maybe all Bhagavad Gita is by heart to our Bal Vrinda. I know she is talented, but aapne bhi usme bahut efforts dale hai. And our Anjana Gopi and our H.G. Sita Priti Mataji, all Bhakti Sangha teachers, koti koti dhanvat pranam. Thank you, beta. Bahut inspiring class. Dil se wo video bhi bahut acha tha. Bahut achi tarah aapne explain kiya. Hari Hari Gauranga. Koti koti dhanvat pranam to your sincere seva. Hare Krishna, my dear child.
Thank you, Vrinda Gopika Mataji, for always encouraging everyone. And we pray for your good health, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Vrinda Gopika Mataji. Next, we have Shyamagauri Mataji. Okay, Induleka Mataji, sorry.
Hare Krishna, Vinita Gandharvika Mataji. Sorry, I was in the kitchen. My hands are wet.
Yeah, Mataji, please go ahead.
Yeah, so Hare Krishna Mataji, I didn't even know your class is there. I heard the announcement. Oh my God, Mataji is giving class. I was so excited. Very beautiful class, Mataji. And how nice you showed the video and everything. Like, you know, practical, we saw that. Very wonderful, Mataji. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mataji. Yes, Mataji, these things are very hard to explain. It's better to show in the visual. When I saw the video, I felt it will be very nice to make show to everyone because it's self-explanatory. Anything you tell, it is very difficult for a person to explain it very clearly, and the other person may take it or not. But visuals, everybody will take it. It's like a movie, right? Everybody's interested.
Yes.
So that's why I thought, you know, even though I know I'm not able to do justice for this verses, I may not. That's why I projected this video so everybody will clearly understand what I wanted to say and what these verses are telling. Hare Krishna.
Nicely, and you nicely explained, Mataji. Very wonderful. Thank you.
वो मूवी की तरह दिख रहा था जो आप कृष्ण कथा बोल रहे थे श्रील प्रभुपाद वाणी.
Yeah, thank you both Matajis. Next we have Harita Mataji.
Hare Krishna Mataji, Hare Krishna to all the devotees on the call. Please accept my humble obeisances. Mataji, can I speak like Advaita is here? Give me 1 second, Mataji. Sorry for that.
Okay. Yeah, maybe Sita Priti Mataji can go.
Yeah, sure. Sita Priti Mataji.
Hare Krishna Mataji, Dhanvat Pranam. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to Gopinath.
Nice to see you.
Nice to see you, Mataji, giving class and beautiful the explanations which you gave with the analogies of the snake. Like it becomes very easy to relate when there are analogies given. And the way you explain is always, it's like layman's term also, like you can understand it very easily. Now, with respect to when it was devotional service going on, Ashutosh had one question. I'll put it up. He's not there here now. So what he said was, like, when you are chanting, like we say that chanting has to be more perfect. You have to think about Krishna. I think listening to your class, he had this question. So then he said that when I'm chanting and I am thinking, what should I make for prasadam for Krishna? Like, we are thinking of so many things. So we are thinking of what to make prasadam for Krishna. So is that also going away from he was thinking, like, is that also a disturbance? So I said, I'll ask Mataji.
If that thought is ending there itself and you know what to cook, that if it is related to Krishna, that is okay. But what mind does this, Mataji, it will not just stop there, okay? It will just go again to the next one. So that is why we always try to bring back and hear the mantra what we are chanting. It is not just about cooking to Krishna, right? Okay, by this time, 7 o'clock, I have to keep ready the box. So this is what I'm going to cook Krishna. Okay, is the box going to ready for my Krishna? So that is also will come into the mind. So it's better to bring thoughts back and just to focus on Krishna, Mataji. We can meditate upon Krishna's future. That is it. But not any other thoughts, Mataji, because mind is so tricky, Mataji. It will take us again to different thoughts.
Exactly. Yes, Mataji. Yeah. I told him, but I thought I'll ask Mataji about it. Thank you, Mataji, for the wonderful class. And you're blessed to... We have a very nice class giving. You have a very nice hold. And because sometimes we forget. But you take it in such a nice flow that it never seems like it is a cutoff or anything. Thank you, Mataji.
Actually, what happened, today's quote, Srila Prabhupada's quote, right? It is not always appreciation. You might even get the appreciation. You have to take it with spirit. Always Prabhupada's quote is my day. I was thinking today my class would be gone. I'll forget something and, you know, it is going to be very bad. Because always it is like that. Srila Prabhupada's quote makes me understand today. I mean, something else will be related. I was thinking, okay, today's class, I'll forget something and I may not present it properly. I will get definitely scolding from Siti Mataji, I was thinking. And I don't know. I have to listen a comment after the class. I will know that.
But I think today's quote from your Guru Maharaj is also about that, right? Like when the Guru should not always be appreciating his disciples. He should be chastising them. That should be more dear to you.
Yes, Mataji. So true. Yeah, who are chastising and correcting, they are only very dear, because otherwise we will never learn what is our...
Learn, story. Right.
Yeah.
Right. Thank you, Mataji. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mataji, for being here.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Mataji.
Yeah, go ahead, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Dandat Pranam.
Dandat Pranam, Mataji.
Thank you, Mataji, for the good enlightenment you gave us. And the videos and all was excellent, Mataji. Thank you. Thank you, Mataji.
Thank you for joining every day. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Karpagavalli Mataji. And thank you, Siddhaprithi Mataji. You're online to give class next. So be prepared. Next we have Harita Mataji. Are you ready to speak?
Yeah, yes, Mataji, sorry for that. Actually, Advait just came in. He was screaming. Mataji, that was very nice presentation. It was like in a flow and you did it very nicely. You were so afraid, but see, you did it finally with the blessings of Guru Maharaj and Krishna. And it came out so nice, Mataji. It's so many nice realizations. And the best thing is you always mention like, What Prabhupada told, and it shows that how much you hear Prabhupada Vani, Mataji. You hear a lot and you encourage a lot by daily sending that Prabhupada Vani videos also. So nice, Mataji, and you explained like what is the suffering of a soul in the womb and how we should avoid it by
being in Krishna consciousness, serving to Krishna and the devotees and gurus. So nice, Mataji. And you, like, you are showing a way to get out of this birth and birth death cycle. Thank you. And it was really pleasant to listen to this session, Mataji.
Hare Thank Bol. You, Krishna, Mataji. Hare Krishna. Thank you so much for encouraging words. Hare Krishna.
And you encourage us, everyone, Mataji. And your services are awesome. Never you take a break from the services. So sincere. We need to learn so much from you. Hare Krishna.
All glories to Srila Prabhupada, Mataji. Thank you so much. Learning from all of the devotees. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Mataji. And we have Sudevi.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Very beautiful class. It was kind of scary for me to see how the child is born in the womb. It was kind of scary. And it's like when we are in the womb of the mother, we're like suffering so much and we're praying to the Lord, please, when I come out, I'm really going to worship you and I'm really going to pray to you and I want to go in this lifetime only. But then once I come out, we're jolly, jolly, wally, we just forget everything. It's like chanting, no, it's too boring. It's like we don't remember the suffering that we went through. We're just like enjoying the life, chanting, no, boring, no, everything. It's boring, but Krishna is boring, no, I don't want to come. But when we're in the womb, it's like you forget everything, all the suffering. Thank you, Mataji, for the beautiful class. It was very beautiful. Yeah,
so Devi, nice point. I was remembering one more thing. Not only that, when we have any health issue or something, some financial problem, everybody was Krishna, Krishna, please help me. God, please help me. Please help me. Once that is gone, okay, let's enjoy again. It's the same thing, right? We can see in our regular life also that, okay, today I have an exam. Okay, Krishna, please help me for my exam. Okay, please, I'm chanting, I'm doing this puja. After the exam is done, throw the books aside, throw Krishna aside and do enjoy again. Like that, it's not only in the womb, in day-to-day life also, we are seeing the same thing. Even in one of the verses, Srila Prabhupada in the purport explaining that even the mother says that, this is so painful for me, I cannot have one more pregnancy. But then again, you know, again they will have one more pregnancy. Our attitude, we are conditioned to do like that, to come out of this. Only the way is always hear about Krishna Katha and take the association of devotees. By that, you know, we can just come out of this mentality of going away from Krishna.
Yes, Mataji.
Thank you. Thank you, Sudevi, and thank you, Anita Mataji, for explaining so beautifully. And let me read the chat. Questions and comments. So we have Devgan, I think that is Nipu Mataji, and Shaya Mataji, Karpagavan Mataji, Sagari Mataji, Mataji, and Sita Mataji, appreciating your class, thanking you for the very, very wonderful class. Thank you so much. And any other questions, comments, or realization for Vinita Gandharika Mataji? Last minute, anyone else? Okay. Thank you all so much for joining us today. Thank you, Vinita Gandharvika Mataji, for such a nice, very, very interesting and I would say captivating class, for keeping us engaged so nicely. Thank you for your association and your deep meditations that you have shared. We'll end the call here. Vancha Kalpataru Vishcha Krapasandhu Vaivita Patitanam Pavane Bhyo
Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namah.
Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai,
Jai,
Her Grace Vinita Gandharvika Mataji Ki
Jai.
All glories to all the
astrologers. Jai!
Thank you, Dadras Pranam, Hare Krishna Vinita Gandharvika Mataji, Jai.
Thank you, dear
Dodo. Dadras Pranam. Gauranga, Nityananda, Gauranga, Gauranga, Nityananda. Jai Jai Shri Radhesha. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. So ending the call here, we'll meet again tomorrow with the next few verses by our next speaker. And stay tuned for forthcoming classes. Hare Krishna.